everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the hottest goaltenders in the Ontario Hockey League this season, and his club is right in the thick of things when it comes to the battle for positioning in the Ontario Hockey League's Eastern Conference. And that is where we start off the show, because this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Stephen Dillon of the Niagara Ice Dogs. He posted a 3-0 record last week with a 0.97 goals against average and 970 save percentage. It was certainly a very busy week as he stopped 97 shots in a trio of wins for the Ice Dogs as they moved into first place in the Central Division and right now second in the OHL Eastern Conference. The 20-year-old from Buffalo, New York, now a 5-year veteran with the Ice Dogs after he was originally chosen in the third round of the 2014 OHL Priority Selection. And he's the player that'll join me on the line to talk about the way things have gone of late as we picked up the conversation discussing the past weekend for the Ice Dogs.
Yeah, it's been very exciting. I think we've won the last 4 straight, so it's been great. We've had a couple of good weekends, so we're hoping to keep that success moving forward.
As you sit back in the net and get a chance to sort of watch the things develop, and especially at the other end of the ice when your guys are on offense, what could you point to that's been working well for this Ice Dogs club lately?
I think everyone's playing very well. We're playing as a great team collectively, and everyone's really producing for us, which is great. You look at that Flint game, I think we had 6 different scores in a 7-1 game. We're playing great team defense. We put up zero goals against a great team in Peterborough, and I think that really shows that our team defense has come a long way. So if we continue to play like that, I think great things are going to happen.
Have you found that even coming into this season, this group just seemed to be, you know, a club? There's a lot of guys back from last year that you found you could really sort of just keep building this club?
Yeah, I think that was definitely the goal coming into the year. We have definitely an older group, and if we just continue to build and add a couple of pieces, I think we're going to be a great team.
Saturday night in Saginaw, I know it was a bit of a wild one, ended up in a shootout. Obviously, it's much better when shootouts go your way. What's your take on shootouts? What's it like when you get into that little one-on-one situation at the end of a hockey game?
Yeah, they're always a lot of fun. We do them a lot in practice, just little competitions, friendly competitions with the guys. So it's when we get to do one in real life, it's always a lot of fun, especially when a point is at stake there. Makes the stakes a little bit higher than in practice when it's just for bragging rights. But it's always a lot of fun, and our guys are definitely very skilled, and I think it shows.
Is there somebody on your team that seems to have your number in practice, or no way? You've got them.
No. I think I figured everyone's moves out. They use the same couple moves, and it's tough for the other goalies when they don't know what moves our shooters are going to do. But I think being in the league for 5 years, I know most of our guys' moves.
Do you ever maybe even say to one of your guys after practice, okay, yeah, hey, that move, why don't you try something a little different? You ever give them a little tips because you know, hey, if you were coming on me with that move, if you adjusted a little bit, then you might have a better chance? Do you ever sometimes even give your own guys tips?
Yeah, once in a while. I think definitely you want to always try and help them score. So, yeah, definitely if there's something you see, especially knowing how a goalie works, they know how the players work, so sometimes they'll tell me a little thing here or there. So I think it's definitely a great relationship. You help them and they help you.
You've been around this league for 5 years. How have you looked back now? How have you grown in these 5 seasons?
Yeah, it's crazy. Coming from my first year when I was in the stands for pretty much all of it to where we are today, it definitely has been quite the experience, and I wouldn't have changed it for anything else.
You look back on it, you know, I'm sure the opportunities to meet a lot of people, play with a lot of people, travel around, but they always say when you're a rookie, you know, enjoy it, time flies by, and you probably thought, yeah, 4 whatever years, that's not going to be a while. Has it flown by?
I couldn't even tell you how quick it's gone. I'll never forget the first day. Bill Jenkins, he was an overager at the time. He told me, enjoy your 5 years, it really flies by, and here we are today, and he's so right. I couldn't have really like taken it anymore. It's just has flown by.
Obviously, the Burke family owning, coaching, involved, general manager, everything with the Ice Dogs. I'm sure that's a group that no matter where life and hockey takes you, I've got to think there's those connections that you're going to have for a lifetime.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they're a great family. I mean, we've got a great coach in Billy and a great GM in Joey, and everyone is just so great here in the organization.
So as you look into the crystal ball or try to look into the crystal ball, what are you hoping to accomplish this season?
Oh, I think definitely as a team we would love to go all the way and win the Memorial Cup. I think we're definitely a contender, that is for sure, and we just continue to play the right way and the way we can. I think we definitely can be a force.
And do you hope that obviously a deep playoff run this year might then open some doors for you moving forward for next season? Because I hate to break it to you, but you know, being an OA, we're kicking you out of the league after this year.
Yeah, no. Obviously, you have to sign a contract. Otherwise, you've got to go to school. So, definitely the goal would be to sign a contract. That is for sure.
But it's got to be nice to know, knowing that school is, the OHL takes care of that, that you can pursue your dream. And is it one of those things that you've probably heard about the OHL education program, but now as you get older and understanding it more, knowing, hey, I can pursue my dream, knowing they're taking care of my education?
Yeah, for sure. I'll never forget that first exhibition game. Chris Paquette, who was the other 16-year-old, he and I at the time, we got dressed, we stepped on the ice, and we got our 4 years of school right there. So that was pretty neat there. We knew we had a bit of a backup plan.
That was Stephen Dillon of the Niagara Ice Dogs. Here's a look at the Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The Prince Albert Raiders of the Western Hockey League remain the number one team in the country, while the Ottawa 67s are the top OHL club, and they've moved up two spots, now number two in the country. The Sioux Greyhounds sit at number eight, while honorable mentions this week go to the Guelph Storm and the Niagara Ice Dogs. The leadership group for Team OHL for the CIBC Canada-Russia series has been announced. Nick Suzuki of the Owen Sound Attack will be the captain for Game 3 of the series, which takes place November 8th in Sarnia. And then Jack Stanek of the Oshawa Generals will wear the C, with the hometown Oshawa Generals crowd right there on November 12th in downtown Oshawa. Alternate captains for the event include Barrett Hayton of the Sioux Greyhounds and Owen Tippett of the Mississauga Steelheads. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.